In Northwest news from KPLU, the Mariners have been the busiest team in Major League Baseball this offseason, remaking their roster in a big way. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal says the moves make sense. Art, are you able to keep track of all the comings and goings?
No, actually, I'm quite confused. But to try to sort it out, I think what I'd first like to do is identify who's here and who's gone, and then we'll go from there. But before we get to that, I do want to say that I thought there was a move made by new general manager Jerry DePoto that was very cool, which was re-signing Franklin Gutierrez. He's an outfielder with a very checkered past, given his injuries and ailments that have really compromised what many people thought would be a great Major League Baseball career. But he came back to play 59 games for the Mariners last year, and he hit .292 with 15 home runs. And the amazing stat was that his at-bats to home run ratio was 11.4, which is second in Major League Baseball last year.
Wow.
So they see him platooning in left field with Seth Smith.
So great news for Goody and his fans. Now, who's leaving?
Well, the departures include Brad Miller, the outfielder and slash shortstop, who didn't quite have a position with the Mariners, first baseman Logan Morrison, relief pitchers Tom Wilhelmson and Danny Farquhar, and reserve outfielder James Jones. None of them are a critical part of the Mariners' future, and the newcomers are starting pitcher Nathan Carnes, two relievers Joaquin Benoit and Anthony Bass, and outfielder Leonis Martin. Those are the key people that are arriving that I think are going to be difference makers.
So we can't analyze every one of these moves. What is General Manager Jerry DePoto trying to do here?
He explained in his opening press conference when he became general manager, succeeding Jack Zarenczyk, that he wanted more athleticism, more defense, better starting pitching in order to save runs, not necessarily to produce runs. That's why this is such a departure from Zarenczyk, who thought everything could be solved by a three-run homer. And so that's a big change. And what's going to happen with these guys, Martin is going to be the regular everyday center fielder. Now, he was only hitting .214 for the Texas Rangers last year, but at 27, he's got a lot of years left. The Mariners control his contract for another 3 years. And he's had two good seasons in the .260s. So given his defense, if he can just hit around .250 again, he'll be a net upgrade in that very vital position on the defense. Nathan Carnes is going to be a starting pitcher, probably number three or number four in the rotation, depending on whether the Mariners re-sign free agent Hisashi Iwakuma. And the relievers, I think the most interesting guy is Joaquin Benoit, who is 38 years old. Perhaps we could say that he might be the second coming of Fernando Rodney without the neuroses and without the arrow. So
overall, you like what's been going on?
I do. I think this is exactly what the Mariners have needed, was to tailor a roster to fit the ballpark. And by that, I mean that Safeco Field is a pitcher-friendly park. It's hard to hit home runs. Pitchers tend to do well here, much like Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, where the defending world champion Kansas City Royals have dominated because they built their roster to fit Kauffman Stadium, which is much like Seattle, where it's pitcher-friendly. If the Mariners can learn anything from the World Series, is that pitching and defense still win in baseball. If they get away from the three-run homer, they're going to do very well.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.